When I was reading this, there was a kind of a tantalizing thought came to me that hadn't ever surfaced in the presence of this before. And that is, maybe the way we feel depends on the little elements, ingredients of experience, rather than on the big things that we ordinarily identify. So that an elegy, I have thought of this before, but not in connection with this, an elegy would have power over us, not because it's about a death, but because all the little figures and things that you say in it are little deaths. And if a big death were associated with other things, it wouldn't even be said. So that what the poem says at you, and you say, oh, well, those are figures of speech for the big thing that it's about, what it's telling you is exactly what it's about. And the big event gets its emotional tonality from all those little things. I don't think I've said this right, but, well, I want to read something that has a connection with part of my career not touched upon in the introduction. There were honorific things said, but in my past, I taught in California. With this confession, I read my poem, The Star in the Hills. A star hit in the hills behind our house, up where the grass turned brown, touching the sky. Meteors have hit the world before, but this was near, and since TV. Few saw, but many felt the shock. The state of California owns that land, and out from shore 3 miles, and any stars that come will be roped off and viewed on weekdays 8 to 5. A guard who took the oath of loyalty and denied any police record told me this: if you don't have a police record yet, you could take the oath and get a job if California should be hit by another star. I'd promised to be loyal to California and to guard any stars that hit it, I said, or any place 3 miles out from shore, unless the star was bigger than the state, in which case I'd be loyal to it. But he said no exceptions were allowed. And he leaned against that state-owned meteor so calm, puffed a cork-tipped cigarette, that I looked down and traced with my foot in the dust and thought again and said, okay, any star. Thank you. Thank you.